while I have you on the phone here now, why don't you tell us a little bit about the nature of what you do. Tell us about harmonic singing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, harmonic singing, it's a technique whereby one person basically can focus two notes at a time. It's a fundamental that they're singing, as well as a clearly projecting an overtone from their voice so that it sounds as if they're singing two notes or three notes at a time.
So how... I've seen this done, and I've heard albums of this, but how is it done? How do you get your voice to do that?
Well, basically, there's several different techniques for it. The idea is to either by using a vowel shape, like say A or E, you can just shape the cavity of the mouth and the vocal apparatus so that by listening to a particular part of the timbre, you focus in on one, like the center of that timbre, you can pick out a harmonic. And just by the feedback mechanism of your listening and adjusting physical aspects in your, you know, your mouth cavity, your the nasality, the amount of air that's flowing through the nose, and the breath control that you're using and so forth, you can just keep listening to that tone and bring it out more clearly. We also use some technique that I call turbo. I think in the Tuvan tradition they call it like siget. And that's where you press the tongue up close to the roof of the mouth and move it back and forth ever so slightly. And the same idea of listening very closely to the timbre applies here. You try to just pick out the harmonic that you want to hear and focus in on it and create a little bit of abdominal pressure on the breath and just bring that harmonic out. It takes a lot of practice, you know, some of the techniques to make it clear and do it with a certain amount of relaxation, which is important too. It's a kind of relaxed tension that's going on.
That's a really great explanation. Now you're playing or you're performing with just more than just yourself.
Yes.
How does the interaction of how many more five in addition to yourself?
Right. That's correct.
How does the interaction of all the people singing at one time? How does that feel to you, and how does it feel to the listener?
Oh, it's great. My favorite format. I love to do this stuff solo. But even more than that, I love to work with a group, and it's a very relaxing exercise and experience for just about everyone I've worked with doing this kind of music.
Well, tell us about your album, Coalescence. Where was it recorded at?
It was recorded inside of a 120-foot-tall empty water tower up in Manchester, Connecticut.
What were the acoustic properties of that structure?
It's amazing. It's like 20 to 30-second reverb time.
Yeah.
And they were not any slap echoes or anything like that. It was a very smooth kind of reverberation. It has also some particularly resonant points on certain notes that sometimes we would use if one person were, say, holding the bass down, the bass drone. And boy, just a really blossoming, beautiful type of sound. So someone could sing one note and then stop singing, and then 20, 25 seconds, sometimes even 30 seconds, depending on the note sung and the how loudly they sing it, it would still be ringing in the air inside of that structure.
How did you come by learning this technique? And I know that it's probably getting more popular now that the country of Tibet is more in the main, becoming more in the mainstream, because maybe that's where everyone associates this type of singing originating from. Is that true? Or well, I guess I want to know what your experience
has been. That was actually my first experience was a tape that a friend played for me of the Tibetan monks chanting, doing that low undertone chant. Well, it's undertone as well as overtones at the same time. And, you know, I was just blown away at what they were able to do. And I couldn't believe it was a human being that was singing that stuff. And then I heard Hearing Solar Winds by David Hikes and the Harmonic Choir. And that was really beautiful because they were using, you know, several different kinds of techniques to get at the harmonics, and especially those very high fluty type styles, which comes more from the Mongolian and Tuvan traditions north of Tibet. And that really got me interested, because not only because of the beauty of the higher styles, the Siget Hume styles, but also because of the space that they use. They also happen to use a resonant space, a monastery over in France, to do the recording. And also the choral approach. I guess it made it just a little bit more accessible for me to my ears. And it took me actually a long time to, I think, really start appreciating the sound of the Tibetans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and also just
different.
You know, it's got a whole religious, cultural context to it that, you know, not understanding at first made it a little bit harder for me to know what was going on.
Have you performed in front of an audience very often? Is this concert that you're going to be doing on the 7th for us, is that something that's typical or a rare event for you?
It's a rare event, rare opportunity. I've never performed outside of New England, actually. So, I've done quite a bit local around Hartford, Connecticut area, and a little bit up in Massachusetts. And I think this is the first time, though, that I've had a chance to go to such a big city doing this stuff, as well as working with this particular incarnation of Spectral Voices. Very strong group, and I'm really psyched up about it because it's we're working on a lot of new stuff, and I think it's going to be a really great time.